day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details for today right after this.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the Farm Families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
Well, strong triple-digit gains were seen in the cattle futures today in both live and feeder cattle markets. Lean hog futures were seen higher with triple-digit gains as well in front-month October futures, holding nearby contracts higher. Triple-digit gains continued to develop in the live cattle futures, with October futures that moved to $106.10 per hundredweight with traders that focused on increased buyer support that flooded into the market. The ability to sustain this support, though, through the week is going to be huge in building sustained long-term support and bringing those additional buyers back into the market over the next several weeks. Those triple-digit gains continued to hold through the cattle complex, while feeder cattle futures took to a following roll during the Monday session after commercial traders were quick to jump into the market as front-month September futures moved above $135 per hundredweight. Trade was slow during the last hour, but gains firmed up as expected and continued to hold. That actually helped to draw the additional buyer interest back into the complex. And grain futures were lower today with choppy trade that developed overnight ahead of this morning's monthly production supply and demand estimates. And while the central bank is not expected to raise rates, growing unease about the world economy continued to hang over the markets. The dollar was firm on safe haven buying, but that sent crude oil and commodities all lower. Corn prices were little changed today after an attempt to rally overnight quickly deflated in the face of weakness in other markets. December futures faced resistance today at the 50-day moving average, around 34 and 3 quarters, and a trend line off July and late June highs. Soybeans, though, were down with a lower open, quickly accelerating before stabilizing in Europe. Upside resistance, though, remained at November's 25-day moving average. And wheat prices were modestly lower, regaining half their early losses overnight after an opening rally sputtered. Contracts at all three markets fought to hold two-week uptrends, though wheat was somewhat of a sideshow in today's USDA reports. That's all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.